Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Well done, Jimmy. That's how you do it on a Heat game night. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. You can watch the game there tonight if you want. They had the official Panthers watch party last night at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Hope you were there. It was a heck of a game to be watching. So a ton is going on. By the way, we're off a little bit before 5:45, but Heat pregame, pre-Heat, will begin at 5:45 tonight. Game will tip off at 7. You will hear it all here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Lot of stuff going on at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Halloween is going on there. You can get Sticky Treats, which is my favorite beer that Funky Buddha does. Thursday the 30th, which is, is that a week from tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the 23rd, yeah, a week from tomorrow.
How about that? 1 week from tomorrow, the Dolphins play on Thursday Night Football.
They do.
They're going to play another short week? Oh, yeah, yay. Well, we're going to be there at Funky Buddha. We're going to watch the game. Me, Crowder, Jimmy, Josh Appel, a cast of thousands. We're going to watch the game at Funky Buddha, and we want you to come on out and join us. So a week from tomorrow, make your plans. Watch the game with us at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. You can enjoy some great food and drinks, hopefully a good football game. I don't know. That's probably too much to be asking for. November 7th is Funky Buddha's next beer pairing dinner. So you can get Chef Jeff. He does a big beer pairing menu, and Chef Jeff is unlike any other chef. He really knows how to throw it down, but they're doing roasted butternut squash soup, grilled hanger steak with horseradish potato croquettes, house-made smoked duck pastrami. I mean, it's all going to be going off. You can get tickets right now at funkybuddha.com. And, of course, you can watch football every Saturday and Sunday at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. And on Sundays, or anytime the Dolphins are playing, I wonder what they'll do for Baltimore for that Thursday night game. Baltimore, I'm going to guess, like crabs.
Crab cakes.
Something in the crab arena, right?
Yeah. I watch Wedding Crashers. Crab cakes and football, that's what Maryland does.
I love a good crab cake. Love a good crab cake.
Never
and
had
I
one.
I bet Chef Jeff can throw down a good one. Well, anyway, this Sunday it's Atlanta, so they're doing chicken and waffles. So if you want to go to Funky Buddha and watch Miami and Atlanta on Sunday, chicken and waffles will be on the menu for 1 day only. It's all going off at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Check out their website, funkybuddha.com, for all the deets. Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or doralkia.com.
The Miami Heat play basketball tonight. Real basketball tonight, Hawk.
I'm excited. I really am. I think My wife and I are going to go walk around Delray Beach for Delray Affair. Not Delray Affair. Art and Jazz on the Avenue tonight. Mm-hmm. But I am rooting for the Heat.
Okay. Yeah, you're locked in. Sort of.
Well, they do Art and Jazz once a month, and so.
Oh, okay. So you could do it next month, too.
I could, or I could just watch the Heat on Friday.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's only 82 more of these, to be fair.
True.
All right, so Heat play tonight. We're still, unless I missed something here in this last commercial break, we're still kind of awaiting some sort of announcement on Khalil Ware, but it seems like that's going to end up being a game time decision.
This is that time of year that I have to check Ira Winderman tweets like every 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't get an Ask Ira today on the
show. Oh, that's right. I'm slipping.
He is out there for pregame work. I see a video posted by Anthony Chang, but still remains questionable for tonight's game.
All right. I told you earlier, Ira shared the news that the Heat and Jimmy Butler have come to an agreement. They had ended up fining him $6 million last season for missed games, suspended games, etc. They have come to an agreement, 50% compromise on the fines. So Jimmy Butler will pay $3 million or will be docked $3 million. I'm guessing they docked him $6 million but put all that money in escrow waiting the outcome of what the agreement was going to be. And so now my guess is they'll free up $3 million to him.
He kind of had a messy exit aside from the Heat. Remember, he was, I guess, renting a house, and the landlord or the owners of the house alleged that he kind of left the place not in the best condition.
Disarray.
Yeah. Well, he looked good yesterday, man, with the Golden State Warriors. They open up the season, and they beat the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't want to say convincingly, but they outplayed them in the second half. And then Steph Curry does what Steph Curry does, and he hits a dagger from the Crypto.com Arena logo, and that was all she wrote.
Was Noah Eagle on the call for NBC.
Give me Noah Eagle every time.
He was fantastic. He was so good.
After his call at the Olympics with Steph Curry, the golden dagger. Give me Noah Eagle on every Steph Curry Golden State Warriors game.
I mean, that's the sun. We've been listening to Ian Eagle for years. This is Noah Eagle. He's unbelievable. He's got to be in his 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a funny joke yesterday where on the broadcast, I don't remember who was doing the broadcast with. Do you recall
who Noah Eagle was?
Right.
Why can't I think of it?
I can't remember who he was doing it with.
Was it Grant Hill?
No.
No, not Grant Hill.
No, maybe you're right.
Maybe it was Grant Hill. But they were talking about Jimmy Butler's players-only retreat, where I guess he invited all the players only, and they had like a little look at it and a feature. And at one point, whoever Noah Eagle was doing the game with, maybe it was Grant Hill, kind of said, hey, Noah, aren't you the Jimmy Butler, the point guard of this broadcast? You're going to invite us over to your house for a broadcaster's only shindig. And he's like, if you're comfortable coming to an apartment, sure.
He's just like a young kid.
Yeah.
Man, he was great on that call.
We've got a full slate of
NBA
games.
I don't know how you young people feel. The early game. I happen to love Reggie Miller. And again, I hated Reggie Miller. I was a Bulls fan. And for me, it's like comfort food. It's meatloaf. Hearing Reggie Miller, I like Mike Tirico. Hearing Reggie Miller as a game analyst, I like it. I enjoy his broadcast work.
Yeah, I can't tag along with you there. I just can't. I'm not saying he's the worst. He's fine.
You just don't like Reggie Miller, or you don't like him as a broadcaster?
I kind of like Reggie Miller away from broadcasting. I saw an Xfinity commercial he did with, speaking of Wedding Crashers, with the cast of Wedding Crashers, Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. But and he was funny in the commercial. I loved Winning Time, the 30 for 30 with Reggie Miller. But there's just something about him on the broadcast where he just states the obvious thing over and over again. And I feel like he's not paying attention half the time. He's more interested in dapping up the players and just being around the players than he is broadcasting the game.
Yeah, I don't know if young people like Reggie Miller.
We got a full slate tonight, Hawk, so lock in. We get our first look tonight.
At Matas Buzelis,
not
Josh
what I was gonna say.
Giddey. and your Chicago Bulls.
What's going to happen with Matas Buzelis scores 9 points tonight? You're gonna fess up?
No, I'm taking the over tonight on Matas. Matas is going to, he's going to fool the odds makers. They'll catch up later this season. I'm putting it in right now.
What's it at? 14 and a half, you said?
See, I think it was 16 and a half. Player props, Matas Buzelis, 16 and a half. I'm going over right now.
Okay.
Putting it in right now.
All right. Lock that in, man.
$50 over 16 and a half.
Or you could just send it to Jimmy.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Send it to his OnlyFans bank account.
Patrick Williams. A little Patty Will action tonight for the Bulls. FSU zone.
That's the roster you're telling me?
No, I don't know. I don't know if we'll get any. I don't know if we'll get 5 minutes.
That's your starting point, arguing the Bulls roster is better than the Heat. Patty Williams.
I think I'm going to take Duncan Robinson under 12 and a half, though. Let me see what threes made are. Threes made Duncan Robinson. It's 2.5. But over 2.5 is minus 175.
Wow.
Yeah.
Might start. In Detroit.
I might go Boozy over 2.5 threes at plus 130.
You think he's Reggie Miller?
Yes, I do. I should have worn my Boozy hoodie today.
That's not a joke. You have a Boozy hoodie.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. One of your, I'm sure, one day very regrettable purchases on Ambien.
Do not regret that one at all.
NBA action, Heat Magic at 7 on national TV tonight. Knicks Cavaliers is a marquee matchup, and then later tonight, there's a couple good games, man. The Spurs and the Mavericks play at 9:30. Timberwolves, Trailblazers, and the Kings and the Suns. Russell Westbrook makes his debut with Sacramento tonight.
All right, I'm putting in a parlay right now with a 30% profit boost. Boozy, over 2.5 threes made. Duncan Robinson, under 2.5 threes made. And Duncan Robinson under 12.5 points.
Okay. You pun on Duncan, man. This guy leaves the Heat and you're done with him?
I mean, did you watch him last season with the Heat?
There is one update regarding the Orlando Magic, just because we're a little less than 2 hours away from the game. Jalen Suggs, who was rehabbing from a knee injury, is available tonight.
All right.
So the only player out is the other Wagner, Mo Wagner, who's still recovering from ACL surgery last season. The Miami Dolphins announced today that Darren Waller is on IR.
Mm.
So that is not the best of news. Tua spoke today, and he talked about a lot of things today.
Really weird comment that's obviously gaining some traction on social media. I saw Armando Salguero just retweeted it and wrote, "Please shh." Tua says he didn't target Jalen Waddle much versus the Browns because he had trouble seeing him.
Oh, Tua, come on, man.
And the quote is, "Some of it has to do with being able to see guys, and I'm not the tallest guy. You don't want to just throw it blindly." Again, that's one of those honesty things, which he did with Josh Allen earlier in the season. But all you're doing is opening yourself up for being criticized for everyone knew he was short. Now he's reminding you he's short. Like, yeah, you cannot use that. You cannot say that you couldn't see Jalen Waddle.
What does it say if in a game where you might have had the worst game you've had going back to 2021, they're asking you, why couldn't you throw it to your best target? And you're telling everybody, yeah, I just couldn't see him.
I was short.
I'm not the biggest guy. I just couldn't see him. What does it say about the state of the Miami Dolphins offense? You can't see your best target? You only saw him one time? The one catch he got for 15 yards?
Somebody texts in, "Hawk just got off work and tuning in. Hope you made that FIU bet yesterday." I did. I had a parlay. I said it at the beginning of the show. I had a three-leg parlay. Kennesaw State over FIU, winner. Panthers over the Bruins, winner, and OKC over the Rockets, winner.
To win. You had OKC to win.
I had money line on all of them, so no points were being given on any of them, and it was a winning three-leg parlay to start out the basketball season.
You nailed that, man. You really did.
Somebody texts in, "Tailing you, Hawk, Buzelis over." Go spend the money tonight before the game is even done.
I'm not thrilled about you betting against my FIU Panthers, but here we are.
All right.
You see how those Vice jerseys looked last night?
I did. Looked pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
The best jerseys in sports that look pretty good?
I mean, you go out and lose to Kennesaw State at home. I'm not going to rave about the jerseys.
Did you see the celebrities? I don't want to throw shade at the Panthers, but cute, like they had a couple local people out there, a couple singers that like we wouldn't know, but I'm sure younger college students would know. I'll get the names. I didn't know them, but like their marquee names were Young Thug, and who spoke to the team. He's pretty big celebrity, pretty big rapper. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Really?
Was being flaunted by FIU
I mean,
yesterday.
That's a big star.
That's a big get.
He was at the game.
Yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Cuba Gooding Jr. was at the game yesterday, and not just show up, collect your check, and ride. He was on the field, but then he sat in a box. I saw people taking pictures with him. He was throwing up the paws up, papa. Wow. Like, he was out there.
Remember,
out there.
Tua used his line. Show me the money. Huh? Show me the money.
Young Thug, Cuba Gooding Jr. Look at him out there. Look at him at
That's a big star. That's a big star.
Lenny Tavares. Carmen de Leon.
These are the singers that I wouldn't know.
James Bordeaux. And that's it. Those are the stars.
Who are they?
No idea.
All right, I got to look up Lenny Tavares because Tavares is a Hispanic name.
Correct.
But Lenny is not. I'm fascinated by Lenny Tavares.
Yeah, it looks like he's a reggaeton artist.
Hmm. Yeah, Puerto Rican reggaeton artist.
I'm getting Bad Bunny vibes.
That's so weird. Lenny Tavares is the stage name of Julio Manuel Gonzalez Tavares. But he goes with Lenny, huh?
Lenny.
Interesting choice, Lenny.
Panthers are back at it tomorrow. They have, after a pretty tough, it ended great yesterday with Marchie's return, but after a pretty tough road trip,
yeah,
they get the Penguins tomorrow. They get the Golden Knights later this weekend on Saturday, the Anaheim Ducks on Tuesday, and then the Dallas Stars next Saturday. So four straight at home on home ice. For Los Gatos.
Somebody texts in, if everybody knows it, talking about Tua saying he couldn't see Waddle. If everyone knows it, what's the problem with saying it? No one had a problem with his height in 2023. People are just looking for stuff to bitch about with Tua. No. I've never heard a quarterback, Bryce Young, Doug Flutie, I've never heard a quarterback say, you know what, I'm kind of short, so I couldn't see the receivers. Like, no, don't do that.
Not only that, but you're
coming
off.
It would be like a running back going, well, I'm kind of weak, so I'm easy to bring down. And that's why I got caught from behind. I'm kind of slow, so I got caught from behind. Like, that's a weird thing for me to hear someone say.
Hawk, they're coming off the worst offensive performance that this team has had, which is saying something this season. And then on top of it, to hear your quarterback say, yeah, well, you know what happened? I couldn't see my number one target. That's not really helping the situation.
Yeah. Because that you really can't correct that unless you go out and get shorter linemen. But I don't think that solves anything because why would you want small linemen?
Well, don't they have those stilts that you can put in your shoes now?
Like lifts?
Yeah, like lifts.
All right. I guess get them lifts.
You can lend them yours.
I should wear lifts. I would like to. I bet you wear lifts.
Me?
You wear lifts.
Why would I wear lifts?
Because you're short and you're trying to be, you try to portray taller.
I'm 5'11 and three quarters.
Yeah. You're 5'11. Yeah, okay. You think you're a quarter inch away from 6 feet?
I'm basically 6 feet. On my ID, it says 6 feet.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
If you're 5'11 and three quarters,
you're not 5'11.
I'm 5'11 and three quarters.
You're lucky if you're 5'9.
Measure me right now.
I'd love to.
Measure me. Who has a tape?
Bring
go
me
ask
a tape
Ed.
Measure.
Go ask Ed the engineer.
You
I bet
think
you the
you're
tape
6
measure.
Feet?
I am 5'11 and three quarters. Why is that so hard to believe? I don't understand.
Because I'm around you every day.
Right. And I'm significantly, no shade at you. I'm significantly taller than you.
You're not, first of all, and you're not close to 6 feet.
I could see Jalen Waddle.
This is the guy who thinks he got scholarship offers because he got a brochure in the mail from a local college.
You love changing the story.
No, I'm saying you're delusional with things, which is why you think you're a hair from 6 feet.
Never said anything about scholarships, plural. I said I was offered one college scholarship, and that is not a fabrication. That is 100%
true. By the way, also, if you're in your 30s and you give your height with like a quarter of an inch, a three quarters of an inch, like, what are you doing? You're not 6 years old.
5'11", three quarters, Hawk.
All right. But you're not.
Check my ID.
Someone says on the chat, though, maybe metabolically, you're five. You're 5'11 and three quarters.
Now that you guys are in studio, I got to bring the metabolic
Oh, please do. Also scale. Bring a tape measure.
Looking at pictures of Mello in his outfit last night.
I mean, come on. You know, it's the network debut for a beloved franchise. The network re-debut. NBA on NBC. Like, even if you don't want to wear a suit and tie every broadcast, Mello, for this one, like, all this hoopla about the NBA on NBC being back, and they go out and they get Rambal Rock from John Tesh, and they have... I mean, they hire so many different people. Like, Mello, what are you doing? Like, wear a suit and tie. For that one, at least. You don't have to wear it for every game. For the opening night, come on, man.
It's not just suit and tie or that he didn't wear it. It's what he was wearing. It's like a FUBU tracksuit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, like you'd see that at Applebee's.
Right.
You know? Like
single
yeah.
guy at the bar at Applebee's on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, yeah, we're a matching set.
All right, your weather. Everybody enjoy Miami Heat opening night tonight.
Yeah, be fun. You can hear the action here starting at 5:45.
Yes, sir. Your weather in South Florida right now. It is a gorgeous afternoon. It's in the low 80s tonight. It'll drop into the low 70s. Your weather is brought to you by Chill Zone.
Low 70s.
Well, the 70s. Let's see. Tonight, 75.
Mid 70s.
All right.
At low 70s, I'd be excited. Like, man. We're at that time of year. That I was excited to hear that.
75. Mid 70s. Your weather is brought to you.
Well, this guy who thinks 75 is low 70s also thinks he's 5'11 and three quarters. Like, you can see what's going on here.
Pull out the tape measure.
Yeah.
Your weather is
I wonder what else you have off.
That one I exaggerated somebody, a lot more.
Somebody texts in, how many months old is Solana? Do you do that as well? Oh, I'm 180 months old.
Weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, Jimmy. How you guys could hate on Michael Jordan and his NBA on NBC performance yesterday is just shocking. Do you know who sings this, Solana? Do you know the artist of this song that is so closely identified with the Chicago Bulls intros?
Benny the Bull.
Benny the Bull. This is the Alan Parsons Project.
That's right.
That's right.
APJ.
Dolphins are up to 8-point underdogs now in Atlanta. And it was somewhere in the sixes, I feel. Went to 7, then it was 7.5. It is now 8. Dolphins, 8-point underdogs Sunday in Atlanta.
I could see that going up a little bit more.
Well, I said at the beginning of the show, give me the reason that you would believe that the Dolphins somehow are going to do better against Atlanta than they did Cleveland.
Maybe Mike McDaniel's been praying more.
Well, it's got to be something like that because it ain't going to come from scheming.
I'm not kidding. I don't know what the Dolphins can do to alleviate their offensive line. I don't know. I don't think there's an answer because if there was one, they would have already done it. And we're just hoping, I guess, Tua indoors? Like, is that what we're clinging to? But what has Tua done over the past couple weeks to prove to you,
nothing.
Hey, I'm going to be able to rebound for my worst game ever and put on a show and win you a football game? I don't know.
Well, the line is up to 8. I put in a couple of parlays for the NBA tonight. I just put in a 4-leg money line parlay. Cavs to beat the Knicks in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I saw no Julius Randle.
Ooh, I saw no Josh Hart.
I thought I saw Julius Randle.
I'll double check that right now.
I have the Cavs beating the Knicks. These are money lines, so no points involved. Cavs to beat the Knicks. Magic to beat the Heat. Sorry. Bulls to beat the Pistons. And the Grizzlies to beat the Pelicans. And you know, I love Zion, but I think Memphis is going to be tough this season.
We'll see. Ja Morant didn't play in preseason. I mean, I'm not concerned about Ja Morant, but I don't know. We'll see. And I'm interested in that game because the Heat play them on Friday. So I'm going to be keeping a pretty close eye. When you said Julius Randle is out tonight, you were referring to Minnesota. Remember, he's out.
No. I was thinking about the Knicks, but it wasn't Josh Hart. It was someone I saw that was unavailable tonight. Who did Crowder tell Zach Gelb he's gonna burn you at the end?
Carl Anthony Towns.
That's who I meant.
Yeah, Carl Anthony Towns quadriceps questionable to play tonight. Maybe he's been downgraded.
The 3-leg parlay I put in earlier. Matas Buzelis, over 2.5 threes made. Duncan Robinson, under 2.5 threes made, makes his debut for Detroit tonight. And Duncan Robinson, under 12.5 points tonight. I also have a solo bet, Matas Buzelis for the Bulls, over 16.5 points. And I also put in a future, Zion Williamson to win league MVP at plus 15,000. How about that?
Okay. Good luck.
I
hope it happens because it'll be
great for the show.
Unbelievably great for the show.
Love watching Crowder walk back. Crowder's in Houston. He was with us up until the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. He's interviewing Kevin Durant tonight.
The Durantula.
For The Pivot. Yeah. So that'll be an excellent episode coming out soon. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and we're going to wrap things up because pre-heat is going to be on tonight at 5:45. I was just talking with Tommy Tighe in the hallways. He's excited for another campaign. It'll be Solana, Tommy Tighe. Then you're going to get Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert. I mean, you got the Miami Heat audio experience tonight in FM. F bleeping M.
Mm-hmm.
All the Heat action on 104.3 FM WQAM. Before we wrap things up here and hand it off to Preheat, you know I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show. I'm a believer. You got another summer over, too. Maybe you're thinking, hey, my energy's lower and my workouts aren't as productive and I'm not sleeping as well as I used to. I feel that brain fog all the time. My sex drive is off. If you're experiencing some or all of those symptoms, you might have low testosterone. And if that's what's going on with you, don't wait. Call Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Get treated for that low T. I'm speaking from experience. I can attest to the difference. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they are the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. And low T can cause so many problems, like I mentioned. But if you're like the many men who are low T, within just a few weeks of getting treated, you're going to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your workouts improve and your sex drive becomes significantly enhanced. So go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com, take the low T quiz. It's right there on the website. It takes a minute. And then schedule a consult. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida-licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Here's the thing. Most men wait a year or longer. Don't wait. There's 7 locations in South Florida. And by the way, every location is so friendly. They've got a new office in Hollywood. Call them at 877-455-7300. It's 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. That'll do it for us tonight on this Wednesday. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Heat! We will speak with you mañana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.